In May 2018, our museum made a remarkable acquisition at an auction in Paris, two porcelain picture plates painted with scenes from ancient mythology. The pictures are in their original carved and gilded frames from the early 19th century Empire period. Even when they were created around 1809, these pictorial plaques were considered incredibly precious. On the back of the framing, there's an inscription in French with some interesting historical information, which translates to, "Acquired in 1809 at the Imperial and Royal Porcelain Manufactory in Vienna, Napoleon, Emperor of the French, while in possession of this capital, August 1809. The French text is somewhat ambiguous. You could interpret it as the plaques being acquired by Napoleon himself. However, this would be highly unlikely, as the French emperor would have clearly appropriated the plates without payment, considering himself the owner of the manufactory. In the same summer of 1809, Napoleon celebrated his 40th birthday at Schönbrunn Palace. Could these porcelain plaques have been a gift? The original paintings for the motifs are still in the Kunsthistorisches Museum in Vienna. Around 1530, the artist Antonio da Correggio created a series of large-scale depictions of the love adventures of Jupiter. In one, the chief deity had transformed into a cloud to secretly approach Io, an earthly nymph and priestess of his wife Hera, quite typical for Jupiter. The second picture is based on another original by Correggio from the same series. It shows Jupiter turned into an eagle that elevates the beautiful mortal Ganymede to a cupbearer to the gods on Olympus, thus granting him immortality. Not entirely selfless on Jupiter's part, of course. Many palaces actually had special painting cabinets for porcelain plaques. Painting on plaques was a unique form of reproduction. It allowed people to hold, own, and closely admire a porcelain version of a grand masterpiece.